Gang, are you looking for better sleep and relaxation or relief from pain or anxiety without feeling totally drugged? Well, let me tell you about True Hemp Science Full Spectrum CBD products. True Hemp Science promises premium quality, pure ingredients, and true value. They source the highest grade organic hemp from around the world to handcraft the finest full spectrum CBD products in the Austin area and beyond. They offer a complete line of full-spectrum CBD products, including oils, tinctures, skincare lotions, sports rubs, gummies, and chocolates. Gang, I've been using their products for a while now, and they've lowered my anxiety and given me incredibly restful sleep. How Did I Get Here has teamed up with True Hemp Science to bring you a very special offer that benefits all of us. Spend $100 or more at True Hemp Science, and they will include either the number 81 distillate, which is great for nighttime, or the number 23 distillate, which is great for daytime, with your order. And that is a $25 value. Just go to truehempscience.com/HDIGH. That's truehempscience.com/HDIGH. And balance your body and mind with True Hemp Science Full Spectrum CBD products. Let's get down.
You may ask yourself,
how did I get here? And now here is your host, Tommy Howdy.
When we talk.
All right, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. Happy Labor Day. Yeah, I'm dropping this show on Monday because I got a lot of shows. Got to drop three shows this week. Three shows. So happy Labor Day. I hope you guys have been enjoying yourselves so far this weekend. I hope that whatever you're doing today, maybe you're going on the lake, maybe you're having a pool party, maybe you're having a barbecue, maybe you're by the ocean, maybe you're actually working, which would be a drag because it's Labor Day. But whatever you're doing, I hope it's great. And also remember, you didn't invite me, and I'll remember that forever. That's my message for Labor Day. Oh, gang, I've had a good weekend so far. Thursday, I went and saw Stone Wheels at a co-op radio show at Opal Divines. They're doing a songwriter series, Thursday Night Live with Co-op Radio. And they're having a different songwriters every week. I went and saw Stone Wheels. They played on Thursday. And actually, I'm playing this Thursday. Co-op Radio presents Thursday Night Live at Opal Divines here. It takes place from 8 to 10. There is no cover. It'll be a good time, man. I haven't played a solo show in a while, and I'm excited to bring out these songs. I actually have to bring out a lot of songs. Maybe go back and relearn some old catalog songs to play a two-hour show, right? But come out. It's going to be a great time. I'm very excited to play. I'm rearing to play. I'm ready to get back out there and spread the message of my music. I've been talking to Gabe Rhodes about making some new music together, talking about writing. We're still in the talking phase. We actually have a song that we never finished mixing that I think will probably come out in the next couple months. So anyway, come out this Thursday, September 8th, 8 to 10, Opal Divines, Co-op Radio presents Thursday Night Live with special guest Johnny Gowdy. So last Thursday, I went and saw that, and I saw Stone Wheels. They were great, always great. I love them. Landis Armstrong, amazing, amazing guitar player. Andrew Gerfers, just such a fantastic songwriter and carrying the torch for what we know as the thing that made this town, that kind of put this town on the map musically, which I would say is this cosmic cowboy movement. That was the first movement I feel like that came out of here that really set a tone. And what Andrew and Stone Wheels do is an extension of that. Like, what does that sound like in 2022? Stone Wheels, Cosmic Cowboys. You're welcome. Go check them out. They're a great band. Anyway, so I went and saw them Friday. I got up and kind of decided I had my cousin's dog for a couple of days. So me, Rosie, and her dog Rigby all hung out. And we went walking, went and did some park stuff. And then I decided I was going to take just a leisure day. And I saw that Kistery, the Kiss documentary, was on Hulu. And I decided to watch it again. I watched it last year. I don't know if you guys remember, but I did just talking about it episode of How Did I Get Here with my friend Tommy Mack. And we're both huge Kiss fans and a specific era of Kiss, you know, that era when we were little kids. I can tell you my relationship to Kiss right now. I was like 7 years old. I'd been living in Mexico for a few years And my grandma, I came back to Houston, and we were staying there while we were moving back to the United States. And it was like 1975. I go to the next door neighbor's house that had a kid my age, this other kid named Johnny, coincidentally. I went over there and he said to me, I remember this. He said, have you ever heard Kiss? And I said, no. And he handed me Kiss Alive, the album on vinyl. And he just handed me I looked at the album cover and I was like, oh, what? Like, what is this? Are you kidding me? Are you joking? And he put it on and I heard the music and I was like, how can this be a thing? My seven-year-old mind was blown. There it was. The answer to everything. Like rock and roll and dudes that dressed up like demons, spit blood, spit fire, and looked cool as all get out. Like the coolest looking dudes I've ever seen in my life at that point, 7 years old. And anyway, so I was sold. And so I was in the Kiss thing, you know, I got the records. I wore the shirts. I did that, stuck my tongue out all the time, even though Ace was always my favorite guy. And I got out of there. The last record I bought was Dynasty. I bought the solo records. I bought Dynasty. And then I got out of the game. I took my winnings and left. You had bands like Cheap Trick and Blondie and really Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and all these other bands kind of like stepped up and they were like, hey. And you were like, oh yeah, these guys are just like painting their faces and blowing shit up and being stupid. So I lost my love for Kiss. I've never lost my love for the era of Kiss, like from the beginning of their time to Dynasty, really. There's one song I like on Unmasked. It's called Talk to Me. It's Ace's song on there. Ace is my favorite guy. Anyway, that's my relationship to Kiss. So I rewatched Kistory. I spent 3 hours watching the story of Kiss again. Anyway, and Saturday I went to the dog park, went to the old dog park that I went to. You guys that listen to the show know what I'm talking about. I've switched dog parks. Now I go to the Auditorium Shores one where you can just walk around. There's freedom. The dogs are cool. Hence, the dog's parents are cool. This other dog park, sometimes infiltrated by asshole dog parents with their jerky dogs. And I take Rosie there on Saturday knowing that that's not something I should do. It was stupid of me to do it. We walk in. And I am not exaggerating with this number. Six dogs came at her and like attacked her. And before Rosie used to cower, but now she does not. She fights back. So it turned into a fucking six dogs against mine dog fight. Only one dog parent came forward. So in the heat of all this, I grab her by the strap of her little vest thing. And I lift her up out of the thing and I twist around, put her down, save her. She was all right. No bleeding, no nothing. She was a little shaken up. We left. And when I went to get in the car, I realized I hurt my back. And so most of Saturday, I just like laid around because my back really hurt. And today it's Sunday. My back's feeling a little bit better doing this stuff. I'm taking it a little easy. We went to the dog park. We went to Auditorium Shores, not that scary place anymore. It's that Norwood Park. I don't want to talk shit about a place or tell people not to go somewhere, but I'm not taking away their business. It's just, I feel like since it's fenced in that people kind of go there and just forget their dogs, you know, like, oh, cool. It's fenced in. He won't go anywhere. I'll just look at my phone. Really just one out of like six dog parents came over to help during a dog fight. That really, like, my dog was freaking out, man. She was yelping. It was intense and it probably lasted like 10 seconds. Then I hurt my back. Anyway, so that so far has been my Labor Day weekend. Gang, on Wednesday's show, I'm really excited. Legendary songwriter Jack Temchin is my guest. We had a fantastic conversation. He's the guy that wrote Peaceful Easy Feeling. He wrote it by himself. Eagles covered it on their first record. Huge hit, you know it. He co-wrote Already Gone with a friend of his. They covered that as well. He co-wrote Smuggler's Blues. He co-wrote You Belong to the City. So many songs. Also, that song, Slow Dancing, Swaying to the Music. He wrote that song. We have a great conversation. That show comes out on Wednesday. But, gang, I want to tell you about Swan Songs. Swan Songs is a nonprofit dedicated to fulfilling musical last wishes for those reaching the end of their life. Their annual fundraiser, the 2022 Swan Song Serenade, is actually taking place in person again this year on Sunday, October 23rd at the Four Seasons Hotel. And I have a great show for you guys today because with me on the show is Swan Songs founder and CEO, a person that's been on the show many times talking about the Swan Song Serenades, and also I've known since I was 14, the incredible Christine Albert. Also, she is joined by Swan Song Serenade Events Chairs, Adrian and Celeste Quesada. You know Adrian's been on the show quite a few times. You know him from Black Pumas, from Grupo Fantasma, from his own amazing record, my favorite record of the year, Boleros Psicodélicos. But they will be the event chairs at the show. Now, Swan Song Serenade 2022 takes place on Sunday, October 23rd at Four Seasons Hotel here in Austin. It will be hosted by Austin radio legend Lori Gallardo and Austin television legend Judy Maggio. And the music will be provided by none other than seven-time Austin Music Awards Musician of the Year winner, Bob Schneider. Good friend of the show, good friend of mine, longtime friend. This is a great event. Great event. There will also be silent and live auctions, a catered dinner, and more. Go to swansongs.org for ticket information, for more information about the show, to purchase tickets. I have a great conversation with Christine and Adrian and Celeste. There's one little glitch, though. Christine is a little bit lower volume than the rest of us. I wasn't able to bring it up, unfortunately. But you can hear her. She's just a little lower than the rest of us. I hate Zoom, I'm telling you now. But I did have a great conversation with them. I was in the, I was in my aunt's office at my grandma's house. It was pretty awesome. Pictures of people, little kids all over the place. It was great talking to them. Great catching up with them. Great getting to talk to Christine, who I love talking to and I love seeing and I've loved since I was 14 years old. And also Adrian, who I've just had the most admiration for. And also Celeste, she's an ass kicker out there. I've never met her in person, but I've watched her, you know, through the years running the show. So, all right. Swan Song Serenade taking place Sunday, October 23rd at Four Seasons Hotel. Go to swansongs.org and enjoy my conversation with Christine Albert and Adrian and Celeste Quesada. Let's get down.
Esta tarde vi llover bajo un cielo azul.
Everyone's doing good.
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Adrian, yeah. Real quick, just to get this out of the way, Boleros Psicodélicos is probably, I'm not kidding, I think I said it to a couple people a couple weeks ago, is my favorite record of the year. I cannot stop listening to it. Yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Such a beautiful, beautiful album. Also, I have to say, you know, I'm Cuban, and everybody here, including my 99-year-old grandmother, like, she was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "I'm telling you, it's amazing, right?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "It's this guy I know." And she's like, "You know this guy?" Like, yeah. So it's so good. My grandma did not even believe I knew you.
That's awesome. Now, I heard Bethel's interview, so I think you had mentioned it on there. So thanks for the love, man.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. Christine, what Swan Song Serenade is this? Is this like the 10th or 14th or?
The first one was in 2011, so I think it's the 12th actually. If you count each one.
Okay.
The first one was 2011 with Jerry Jeff at Gibson Showroom.
Yeah. And boy, you've definitely moved up places, huh? This one this year is at the Four Seasons. Yeah. You've done it before at Four Seasons.
We did it in 2019 at the Four Seasons.
Right.
And then we had a contract for 2020. And then we pushed it to 2021. And then we still couldn't do it. So this is, you know, only the second year we've done it at Four Seasons, but it's been 4 years since we did it there, or 3 years since we did it there. So it's, you know, the lovely pandemic pause.
So this is the first in-person one since 2019.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know we've talked the last couple of years and you did them. Didn't you do last year's virtually too?
Yeah, we did. Last year we did virtual healthcare serenades. We created 30 different Austin musicians doing a song and message of support for the healthcare workers. And rather than trying to do one event with one artist, we just released five of those every week for about 6 weeks. And then that night we put a bunch of them together with messages in between and testimonials and program videos. And so we shared a bunch of the videos that night. It was actually very moving, and, you know, healthcare workers still need the support.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously.
And so this year it's going back to just the normal sort of, we're raising money for Swan Songs
in person with Bob Schneider right. as the artist. Yeah. But it's not normal because we have Adrian and Celeste as our chairs of the event.
Yeah.
So they're bringing in this new energy and people and expanding our reach. And so it's as much about raising money to me, this event always is, but especially this year. Of course, it's you know, a fundraiser, but it's also an awareness raiser. And having Celeste and Adrian is really helping that. And our new executive director, Shannon Moody. It's just opening up our circle.
Yeah, definitely. And Celeste, this is like, I mean, you, I don't know exactly what is an event chair. Can you explain that to me, Celeste?
Oh, what is an event chair? This is the first time that I've ever been an event chair. I've had about a 25-year career of producing events.
Right.
And, you know, at some point I decided, like, I don't want to wear galoshes to the events anymore. I want to sit down. And so I'm honored to be the event chair along with my husband, Adrian, and support this incredible nonprofit. Shannon Moody and I go way, way back. She hired me to produce the Texas Film Awards about 15 years ago. And I had such respect for her as a, you know, an incredible leader and development director and as a mother. Yeah. She was, she had two kids and I was just in awe of how she could juggle it. And I had two kids, but I wanted to, you know, grow up and be just like her. And so years later, we're in an opportunity to help Swan Songs, and we really look forward to it. It's been a pleasure working with Christine and Shannon and all the staff and committee we've put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think the role of chair is different for, you know, whoever the chair is, and we scored this time to have someone who's so knowledgeable about event production is really a gift.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
You're not doing the Austin Music Awards anymore, right? You stepped down.
No, after 5 years, yeah. I moved on from that. And yeah, that felt like the right thing to do for, you know, for time and life. And it was an incredible experience. You know, I was handed it from Margaret Moser herself.
Yeah.
And so, it was, I love, that event, and I'm a native Austinite, meant a lot to our tribe, our community, and I'm excited for it to continue flourishing.
Yeah. Do you, I bet it was nice to go and not have to wear the galoshes, right?
Oh boy.
This last year?
Absolutely. Yes. I went to the Austin Music Industry Awards because this guy over here picked up Best Producer. And so he was touring. So I went up there and accepted his award and got in a few jokes at his expense. And yeah, life goes on. Yeah. But I love, you know, I often say that giving one's time is more valuable than giving money, so to speak, every now and then, because you can make more money, but you can never give back your time.
That's right.
And so we hope to give the resources that we have to this incredible nonprofit. You know, we're big believers in giving back to our community, and we're just big fans of Swan Songs and the work that they do in this, you know, fascinating time that we live in.
Yeah. Are you going to play, Adrian, or are you just, you're going to sit down and enjoy your night?
I'm not playing. No, I'm just event co-chair here with Celeste. You know, that, like Celeste said, there's times where I have more time than money, times where I have more money than time. And when she mentioned this, originally I was supposed to be, you know, I wasn't sure if I was even going to be in town, but, I'm sort of a, you know, sort of utility knife co-chair here, and whatever I, you know, advice I can give, any sort of connections to any people, and just general help, you know, over the event, it's kind of what I've been doing, and really following Celeste's lead here with this. You know, it was a cause I definitely wanted to get behind 100%, And it's been a good time. It's been a good time with a great group of people that are working together for it. So it's been, you know, I've honestly like been learning a little bit along the way too. So,
yeah, I bet. So you guys, you were going to be on tour this fall and you're postponing it or canceled it for a later date.
Yeah. We've paused on dates. Yeah.
You know, you don't have to get into the reasons why or anything, but when I saw that, the first thing I thought was like, man, I bet they're fucking tired. Cause you guys, like, one day you were playing a weekly show at the Seaboys, and then all of a sudden that all of us, like, it, that's like the fastest I've ever seen something go.
It was fast.
Yeah, it's really
fast. Fast for sure.
It's like a trajectory that's like directly straight up. Like, it was just, there's not many you see like that, and it was pretty exciting to watch.
Thank you, man. Yeah, yeah. I think things moved fast, and we're moving at a super fast pace. And you know, it's hard to explain sometimes to people what touring is like. It seems like fun and games, you know, from the outside, but it's really a lot of hard work, and it takes kind of a village back home to hold everything together.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, it's hard to, you know, honestly, it's hard to complain sometimes being a musician. It's like,
right,
it's kind of what I want to do and what I wanted to do all my life. And it's kind of an amazing job. But, you know, touring is it's still, you know,
yeah,
harder than most people would imagine.
There's a famous Shep Gordon quote, this great manager guy that, like, they made a movie about and all this stuff. Does like Alice Cooper and invented like the celebrity
show. We saw that. Yeah.
All right. So you know who I'm talking about. There's a thing that he says that where he tells artists when he starts to work with them that if he does his job right, it'll probably kill them.
Well.
So that's one of the things that you realize, like the taking off of Fastlane can be pretty freaky and it's just hard on people. But
and then he has to come home and there's this, like, what's going to kill him is the honey-do list that he has when he came back.
That's hilarious. So let's talk about the Swan Song Serenade takes place Sunday, October 23rd at the Four Seasons Hotel. You have Lori Gallardo and Judy Maggio as hosts. I love both of them very much. And of course, my dear friend Bob Schneider playing. What does the night entail? Like, what does the night look like? Can you walk us through what you guys have planned? Or,
well, I'll speak to that to a certain degree. The way that I've always seen events is almost like a ceremony. We have an opportunity to come together and create a sacred space. And boy, are we overdue on that with the pandemic. So there will be so many people that get to really come together that are love music, part of the music tribe, and support Swan Song's incredible mission. And one of the reasons why I feel like this is so important is that none of us get out of this life experience
right.
alive.
Right.
You know, none of it. We're all going to experience the full mortal coil, so to speak.
Yeah.
And no matter what divisive time that we're in right now in Texas, and for women and for BIPOC, you know, community, we all will lose loved ones. Most of us love music. We find grounding, foundation, unity with music. And Swan Songs is an organization that pulls all of those incredible unifying forces together. And we're honored to be, you know, part of the evening. And for listeners out there, we urge you to go to swansongs.org and learn more about this organization. For the folks in your family, for the issues you may be going through, for musicians that you're like, oh, you should get involved with this organization.
Yeah.
So join us. There's a few tickets left. We'd love to see you there and hopefully hug and have some conversations. And hey, it's one of the most incredible institutions in Austin, the Four Seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked at the Four Seasons as a cocktail waitress. for about 5 years in college. So it holds a very special place to me in my heart.
That's amazing. Celeste, I understand now why somebody once ripped. I was like, I can't remember even how it came up, but somebody was talking about the awards and that you were leaving the awards. And maybe it was Todd Wolfson that said that oh, she runs Austin. Like, that was just like, that's what she does. That's who she is. She's like the person that runs it now, which I'm fine
with. The chair of Austin.
Yeah, the chair of Austin. Christine, it must be
Shadow Mayor.
Yeah, it must be pretty. It must feel pretty good to not have to do all of the talking. Like, you're quiet, but you have this big smile on your face. Like,
I'm, oh, I know. I love hearing what it means to Celeste and Adrian.
It means,
yeah, it's exciting to have new energy and to have especially people that resonate with the mission so much. You know, that live it every day, live the impact of music. And it's interesting. I was also thinking about when I played the first, someone first asked me to come play at their home, because her husband was dying and he couldn't come out to hear me anymore. It was 92. So I was like 38, I think, when that happened. And when Celeste was talking about, you know, we all go through this, we're the mortal coil, the end of it. It's interesting. It's been so many years now, 30 years, that it's, yeah, so I must have been 37. My experience with death has evolved and deepened, and I've had many, many more experiences, not only through Swansong's concerts and being connected with families during such a tender time, but all my own experience, all of my parents, my in-laws, my first marriage in-laws, my second marriage in-laws.
Yeah.
So it means more and more to me. It's like, it's more and more precious. It never becomes rote, or never turns into the career ambition thing. You know, that's the difference with, I think a lot of musicians experience that when they do a Swan Songs concert, they come out refreshed and remember, oh, that's right, this is what music is about. Because it's really easy to get caught up in trying to make a living and trying to manage all the details and survive as a musician, and the ambition and the pressure you feel. And when you do a Swan Songs concert, it's very much about the essence of your gift.
Yeah.
Especially because the requests are so specific. So if you're, you know, play New Orleans jazz and somebody has requested that,
right,
you know that they resonate. You already have a bond when you walk in the door because they love the same kind of music that you do.
Yeah. Such a beautiful nonprofit. Like, I was not drawing a blank on what to call it. I was going to call it a program, but it's just, that whole, like, fulfilling someone's last musical wish. It just seems like the most special music they'll ever hear. You know what I mean? Outside of the first time, like the last one they'll hear, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's exactly how it feels. And as a musician, you feel that responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, you really feel, oh, wow, this is a profound moment for them. So it becomes that for the musician too.
Yeah. In my idea of an event chair, it almost seems like, have you ever watched one of those roasts? Like, you guys will have to sit in these chairs, like, up above, like Bob Schneider while he plays.
That's not a bad idea. We'll add that to the program, a Celeste and Adrian roast, where we roast them.
Right.
You know, we're very proud to pull together a committee of people that are, you know, believe in this mission and this incredible work. You can go to the website at swansongs.org and see who's involved with the committee. We hope to bring a diverse group of people that's really important to the work that Adrian and I do,
you know,
one of the first and, you know, foremost, priorities in our lives. And, so we want people to learn about this organization. We want to make it more accessible to everyone in Austin and do our small part, do what we can. And sit on some big old velvet throne and wear crowns and just do all that fun stuff. But I think it's going to be a wonderful evening, and And yeah, definitely check out swansongs.org. I mean, that's what it's all about for us.
The work, I feel like it doesn't start or end with the event. You know, right. it's raising awareness continually. That's why Celeste, you know, has mentioned the website and everything. I feel like there's so much, obviously we're working with the event specifically, but just in general, there's just so much to be done in terms of raising awareness and just, doing our part with that. Cause I mean, I think, once we're done as co-chairs for the event, there's still going to be, you know, a lot of work and, to be done for such an incredible thing. I mean, I was just thinking the other day, like the power of music. I was leaving a film and thinking like, wow, that was, you know, there's something about watching movies that we love to get out and watch a film and everything.
Right.
And it's not so much about film versus music, but I had this thought of like, you know, but I mean, with the things that I've experienced as a musician playing two people, and then the things that I've actually experienced myself just listening to music, and this is the most powerful concert that a musician would give for somebody like that. And
definitely.
So yeah, it's just amazing.
Definitely. So it's a Swan Song Serenade, and it takes place Sunday, October 23rd at the Four Seasons Hotel. The special musical guest will be Bob Schneider, and the host will be Lori Gallardo and Judy Maggio. She used to be on the channel, the ABC channel, right? Or is she still on there?
K-View.
Right.
But I don't know. I always get confused what they are. And then KLRU on the Decibel. She had a wonderful TV show. And actually her final Decibel program, it just turned out that it was her. She'd been wanting to do something about swan songs for years. And it turned out that was her that was her swan song for the Decibel program.
That's awesome.
It was a piece on swan songs. And it started before the pandemic. So she got to film a concert in person. And then we continued the conversation during the pandemic. And we did a virtual interview on Zoom for the show.
That's great.
And then it was her last one.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. And of course, Lori's great too. I love her a lot. She's always been a real supporter and a real part. Like, she seems very involved, one of the most involved with music and being at music things and championing music and stuff, like in a legitimate, like not a fake way at all, like literally champions music because she loves it. And of course, Adrian, what's that?
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, Judy Maggio is just this incredible veteran journalist that has broken so many stories and just really, you know, presents the facts in a time where media is just so wonky. And
yeah.
She's just such a, it's an incredible honor to have her be one of the hosts. And Laurie, I mean, she's won the Austin Music Awards Best Radio DJ for countless years now. And we have the opportunity to work together for FEMS for Sims, for Sims Foundation, and of course, she for many years for Austin Music Awards. And, you know, what's not to love about Miss Laurie?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a wonderful evening.
A great night. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining me on Zoom. It's great to see all of your faces. I don't know, Celeste, if we've ever met in person, which is weird.
I think briefly way back when, but I have a question for you.
What's that?
Johnny. what do you think, like you can name one or two or three, but what are some swan songs that come to mind for you or for family members? So meaningful swan songs.
Like what?
Like who would he want?
Who would I want?
Uh-huh.
Honestly, your husband right now. I mean, maybe that'll change over time, but I don't know. It would be weird. It would be like, I don't know, someone to come sing Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, maybe David Garza singing it to me.
Ooh, nice. Yay, David. Yeah. Shout out to our homie.
Yeah, very gently, like on a nylon string guitar. I bet my grandma, I mean, she's 99, one of our family friends was this Mexican singer named Pedro Vargas. Do you know him? Great singer. My grandpa was his doctor, and like he sang Ave Maria at their wedding. And
goodness gracious.
Yeah. My mom and her sisters grew up with their kids, and I grew up with their grandkids. So we've been listening to a lot of that. Like we've been listening to your record. We've been listening to a lot of Pedro Vargas too. So yeah, that's probably what
Wonderful.
She would want. Yeah. Yeah, and I actually Christine Albert singing Bluebell the best ice cream in the country would also work for me.
Bluebell the best ice cream.
That's one way to do it for sure.
I have always said that I would want Eliza Gilkison, because like she's my oldest and best friend, but I've known her music and her since I was 15 years old. Yeah. So it's that thing about music that sort of ties you back to a point in your life when, you know, that her voice, her songs are very spiritual. So the message fits with what I would want to be hearing, but also the sound of her voice takes me back to a really pivotal time in my life. So people have asked me that before. That was a great question, Celeste.
That is a
we
great
should
question.
Always do that when we do an interview about songs.
Yeah, well, turn around. Listeners out there, like do something on Instagram. Tell us what your swan song would be. I think mine would be Mercedes Sosa, Gracias a la Vida, which is just this incredible. Mercedes Sosa, Gracias a la Vida is an incredible.
I'm
every time
look that
I hear
up.
It, I'm like tears.
We just had a request for that.
Oh, she's
really?
Incredible.
I had weeks ago.
See her at Bass Concert Hall when she came through, and highly recommend that. But yeah, out there, listeners, let us know what your swan song would be and share it on socials and we'll forward it out. And you can find swan songs on Instagram or Facebook, of course.
And of course, at swansongs.org.
Yeah, we had a request for that very song. They wanted that song and Woody Guthrie music. And we were like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And we ended up getting Sue Young, who's a really beautiful folk singer that also is fluent in Spanish and knew that music. And when we first reached out to her, she had COVID. So we were like, who else are we going to get to do this? And we were able to hang on. And when she was tested negative again, she went and did that.
Oh, that's great.
So it's really interesting.
Adrian,
what's yours?
Yeah, what's yours?
I think Johnny had a good idea. I think I would do David on any instrument and just say chef's choice. David, just play me out.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like I can hear him. I can sit there and watch him play piano and guitar or anything. And
I've done that.
I would let him just play whatever he felt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys, this was great talking to you, and I'll put a thing in my thing to have people say what their swan song would be and tag you guys in it. But thank you so much for doing the show. Swan Song Serenade, Sunday, October 23rd at the Four Seasons Hotel in Austin. Special musical guest, Bob Schneider, host Lori Gallardo, Judy Maggio, and Adrian and Celeste Quesada serve as event chairs. That sounded
Perfect.
Good the way I said that in the microphone. Great seeing all of you guys.
You.
Take care.
You
great
too, man.
To
yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Bye. Swan Song Serenade, guys, takes place Sunday, October 23rd at Four Seasons Hotel. Get tickets at swansongs.org. Go see the great Bob Schneider perform. See the host, Lori Gallardo, Judy Maggio. See the great event chairs, Adrian and Celeste Quesada. It's all happening. Go to swansongs.org. I love all those people that I got to talk to. I'm sorry I didn't get to do it with them in person. Hopefully I'll get to see them all in person very soon. Maybe at Swan Songs 2022. Swan Song Serenade 2022. Swansongs.org. Get out there. Hey, don't forget when you're out there checking out swansongs.org, you need to subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you follow podcasts. We're having three shows this week. Wednesday, I have legendary songwriter Jack Temchin. Jesus Christ. I'm really excited for you guys to hear that one. Follow us. Spotify. Tune in, Overcast, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. New shows all the time. Do it up. Have a great week, rest of the week, rest of whatever, Labor Day. What is this? I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. Let's get down.
Quisiera saber dónde está mi querer. Bajo este paraguas, agua no deja de caer.
Caen gotitas, saladas y dulces a la vez.
Y hoy dejaré el paraguas doblado. Me deja el juicio anulado y
siento que me voy a enloquecer. Que en cuanto me protege, este paraguas me enciega al sol. No me permite contemplar ni los atardeceres, ni el cielo en todo su esplendor.
Quisiera saber dónde está mi querer. Bajo este paraguas, agua no deja de caer. Quisiera saber dónde está mi querer. Bajo de mi paraguas, agua no deja de caer.